NYPD Union Chief, Anti-Police Politicians Want Cops to Abandon Communities. By John Binder on June 9, 2020. Anti-police New York officials are asking officers to abandon their communities after decades of successfully reducing violent crime, New York City Police Benevolent Association Chief Pat Lynch says. During a news conference on Tuesday, Lynch pushed back against New York legislators, Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., and state district attorneys who are attempting to rush through a series of laws that would strip power from the New York City Police Department, NYPD. They're asking us to walk away from you. They're asking us to abandon our communities, Lynch said. They're asking me to walk away from where I live. They're asking me to walk away from where I work. They're asking us to walk away from the neighborhoods that we brought back. If you put your hands on the criminal, you're going to jail, Lynch said, describing the current environment for NYPD officers today. I'm not being dramatic, that's how bad it is. No one has read the bills. They're following the crowd. Lynch noted New York City's spike in violent crime, which has coincided with Governor Andrew Cuomo's D. bail reform law that eliminated bail for most nonviolent criminals and many violent criminals. This week, within 5 hours, NYPD officers responded to 8 separate shootings. 7 of those 8 shootings occurred within 4 minutes. Over the last week, Lynch said, the city saw 40 shootings, the highest since 2015, and burglaries have quadrupled. Murders are up about 94% in the last month compared to the same time last year. You may ask, why? Why now? How is this happening? How is this happening when we have so many professional and caring law enforcement officers out there on the street? Lynch said. The answer is simple. There's been a message not only from our city hall but from the state house that says there will be a soft touch. And the criminals know it. And while folks were protesting, they were breaking down doors, breaking windows, pulling out weapons that they're not afraid to carry, Lynch said. And then, for legislators to demonize police officers as if we're the problem, Lynch said. As if we broke the window. As if we caused the violence. That is absolutely outrageous. We, as police officers, are citizens of this city, these counties, and our state. Our families live with us too. What we're seeing now is a rush to pass packages of bills in the dark of night without even reading them. Lynch slammed New York district attorneys for refusing to prosecute rioters and looters who were arrested in protests this month. The lack of prosecution has been coupled with the state's bail reform law that has immediately freed rioters, looters, and arsonists from jail without ever having to pay bail. At the same time, Lynch said, NYPD officers are being prosecuted for their actions with protesters. We have district attorneys from all of our states saying, we will not prosecute criminals who looted, not protested, who looted, who rioted. Our DAs won't prosecute them, but you know what's on the hearts and minds of everybody that has a shield in their pocket today. That who the DA did prosecute was a police officer whose boss sent him out there to do a job, and was put in a bad situation during a chaotic time. Emphasis added. The DA says, we don't have time to prosecute criminals, but we'll prosecute you. Emphasis added. Indeed, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance vowed not to prosecute low-level rioters arrested this month. Vance's decision means the majority of those arrested in the riots will not face any charges. The riots have left 300 NYPD officers injured, including at least 60 officers who were seriously injured. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.